Let's go into a video segment of
this terrifying ordeal.
It is threatening people everywhere.
And the threat is imminent.
No matter how horrible it was.
But you know who's really responsible for this?
His name is
Satire.
And he has the wisdom of the gods.
They feed on laughter.
And we call it entertainment.
And evil came into the world.
Someone like Donald Trump.
Oh, God, no.
Donald Trump delivers my newspapers in the morning.
And he's going away licking his
balls.
Scattering mice and rats and swallowing a dozen or more.
I knew it. The devil is nearby, and these three certainly are up to no good.
You heard what he said to Lucifer, but will he be able to keep his promise?
I don't know. She got struck by lightning.
She's going to have to learn how to fly.
Do you think people would ever want to fly?
Fuck you, there's a fly in here.
Here's other information, Justin. From the correspondents traveling with the presidential party. It says,
I don't give a crap if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15-hooker gangbang.
Let's all go to my cave and celebrate.
And everyone throughout the kingdom rejoiced and celebrated for 10 days.
Until this happened.
A strange little man appeared.
A man by the name of Anton LaVey.
All he does is talk about money, 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 money.
That's just what I wanted to talk about, Oscar.
What do you think about your money?
It is very satisfying for people to be able to buy the things they need for themselves and
Johnny Mathis.
Like this 19-inch custom series color TV with
eyes, lips, cheeks, nails,
and a huge mouth.
The mouth is placed between
the backside of the scrotum
and the bottom.
And they want a great big huge knife.
So that we can be
suddenly turned into
tender cuts of meat.
I'm too young to be chopped up.
And poor Mirinda felt the chainsaw tearing into her butt.
Got the gas pointed at him.
I can't breathe.
His eyes got watery.
The noise seemed to come from my butt.
Noisy little suckers, aren't they?
And your wife is mad at me for doing that?
Has the smell filled the air?
The aroma reaches up to my nostril, I get hostile.
Check out my butt.
Well, don't just stand there. Open it.
Put your finger in it.
And now look at
my testicles.
Have you seen them?
No, I haven't.
Just look at that silky smooth texture.
Just pee?
Okay, all right.
And I peed on myself.
Feel warm up here in a little bit.
I feel warm all over.
Thank you, Mr. Skeletor.
But it's doubtful there was a stranger accident that January day than the one you're about to see.
May not be familiar to the participating local police officers.
But for you and your husband,
it is time to say...
Don't say that.
Once again, Superman focuses his mind power on the incredible problem of communicating with creatures who speak no language known to man.
Have you ever heard people say things like...
No, I suppose not.
Have you ever heard people say things like...
These rats will be the ruination of me.
Yes, I have.
You express your self-confidence and self-worth.
With a rusty screwdriver.
Suck up your assholes.
I am at peace within.
Well, I am not.
You are protected by the power of
Johnny Mathis.
So you can use them effectively in the field of morals.
Where he waited naked with his nurses and had sodomy affairs.
They had a wonderful time.
Did you ever stop to consider...
No, sirree.
Well, one thing you can consider is look.
Here, try this.
Turn blue.
And here's something else for your appearance.
Oil of rat wax.
To apply to your face.
How do I look?
You look like hell, Kramer.
You look like 200 pounds of bird shit!
I am pleased with my appearance.
Did you hear what she said?
I don't mean to offend you, but...
We're all a bunch of fucking assholes.
I am glad to be me.
A demoniacal genius with criminal sadistic proclivities.
You must announce... loudly and clearly that you are a
legless drug addict.
I am not.
You are.
Oh, what the hell? I guess so.
And it came to pass that my father had read
the dirtiest book of filth ever written by the hand of man.
Do you remember my favorite rhyme from this book?
Suck a fuck.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And the procedures and timing they use in performing their unlawful acts.
They're all right, even if you aren't married.
And that's another way of saying, I love you.
I don't love you.
I do love you.
And I love you too, son.
And they're having sex.
Don't worry. I've given a bag of gold to everyone who had to burn this.
Grandmothers and grandfathers, and even little children.
I feel better. Thanks.
And these kind words made the queen very happy.
Why'd you go out and fuck your mother, you son of a bitch?
All right, well, thank you for that comment.
That's good thinking. We all need practice.
And sexually transmitted diseases.
For the past few minutes, we've taken a close look
at the deadliness of
satire covered in fart jokes.
We hope you've enjoyed this.
I have not.
And neither do we.
Just ignore it and wait for it to go away.